one another year, I will learn Bohemian.
Oh, really?
But by the time I had
both of those in school.
Oh, yes, you see, in those days, it was three languages we were taught in school, English, German, and Bohemian.
Uh-huh.
The one that was a Bohemian town.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
But I went to High Hill, there's no Bohemian there.
I see.
So I lost out on that.
Well, did you learn your first English when you went to school?
When I went to school, I started learning English, yeah. That's in Wyoming.
I see. And when you were growing up, did you and your brothers and sister, did you ever speak English to each other?
No, we spoke much of German. Here we got up and got mad and moved to different places. And now we hardly ever speak German because English is so much easier, quicker. We talk fast,
uh-huh.
Which you notice.
Yes.
We talk fast. But time is too short nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing, prisoners retired. You would think they have plenty of time. Anybody I talk to, I gotta go, I gotta do this. There's no time. Good God Almighty, years ago I used to work 8 hours a day. There's plenty of time for other things. Now I don't work at all. The day goes by so fast, it's pitiful.
Why does that happen? Why is that?
Everybody's in a hurry, too. Going in the car 70 miles an hour, going nowhere.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
They don't get there either.
Yeah, they go 70.
And horse and buggy days, we had all kinds of time.
Well, I think it's just the times, you know, because my life is like that. I'm always in a hurry, and I'm always late,
and you've got a lot of years ahead of you, too.
I know. You mean it's not going to get any better?
You've got 40 years ahead of you, yes. Anyhow, 30.
Yeah. It's not going to get any better, though, huh?
I'd like to see this country 50 years from now. The communication and the transportation, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
There won't be no telephones. They'll be all like, you ever seen Dick Tracy's wrist?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't be surprised. Don't be a bit surprised. And there won't be any rubber tires floating air.
They'd be all right.
Don't be surprised.
Then they wouldn't come off. I mean, there wouldn't be anything to come off.
There'll be other problems.
That's true. It'll be replaced.
What's going to be happening? How's it going to be with places heating? Will we have gas 50 years from now? Will we have gasoline 50 years from now?
Yeah.
The world is getting drained. The clouds put water back, but nothing puts oil and gas back.
Yeah, right. That's true.
When it's taken out, it's used up.
Uh-huh. They are developing things like solar energy and so on, but not very fast. And I just sort of wish they could. What is that, the police?
No, that man was the deputy sheriff in this precinct here.
Oh, I see. And that's their radio that
that's his communication.
I see. Well, let me see. I got to get back to my question here. Tell me what kind of buildings that they used to have on the farm. Just describe for me all the buildings they have.
Well,
on the farm.
Lady, my dear lady, that the construction work on the farm and type of buildings was so varied that really is no, you can't put your finger on anything specific. Everybody had their own ideas. You can go to different parts of Texas and see different types of architecture everywhere. You ever hear of a Sunday house? You probably have never heard of a Sunday house, have you?
No.
Okay. Okay, let me explain. There isn't but one town in Texas, maybe in the whole United States, that has Sunday houses. You ever hear of Fredericksburg, Texas?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Daddy has Sunday houses. Why? Because in those days, that's 70, 80, 90 years ago, the people are way out, maybe.
Yeah.
They have no, they come to town maybe buggers, most time in wagons. It takes a long time to come to town and go back. So, okay, they come to town Saturday morning, they do the trading and the gossiping probably, and stay overnight in a little bitty house they have in town. Next morning they go to church, and then go home in the afternoon.
I see, so they stay at this house on Sunday, and they call it the Sunday house?
Yeah, they use the Sunday, and it's there about, I'm going to say at least a half a dozen left in Fredericksburg.
Is it like a hotel?
No, it's just about maybe a two-room, maybe a four-room house with a little gingerbread, you know what gingerbread is?
Yeah.
Little gingerbread in front, I got some pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's the attic is big enough, they have an outside stairway, where maybe the kids sleep up there.
Uh-huh, I see.
Now they may either have it as a museum, other people live in the Sunday houses.
Uh-huh.
And most of them, some are built of wood, some are built with what they call Fachwerk. You ever hear the word Fachwerk?
No, what is
German word? Well, it's, first of all, it's a skeleton put up with, say, maybe